T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It is a Thursday afternoon, which means the weekend is almost here. Also, it's going to be Thursday night tonight, which will be 80s night on my Instagram account. Scoot on the air. So shortly after 9 o'clock, we'll do another 80s night live from my apartment, just as a way of breaking the tension. I knew this was going to happen, but it's official now, and it's hard to report it. But that big-time summer event, the Red Dress Run, has been canceled because of the pandemic. This would have been the 26th annual Red Dress Run. And they were really hoping that it would happen, scheduled for August the 8th. You know, that's one hot event because it happens in the blistering heat of summer. And I don't care how airy your dress is, it's still pretty hot out there. It's more of a red dress party on Bourbon Street than it is a run. I mean, there is a run, and it's a charitable event, and it does help people. But this is an event that draws thousands and thousands and thousands of people. Bourbon Street is a sea of red, and there are men and women in red dresses. And it's an amazing event. For a long time, I never wanted to do it. And a couple of years ago, I thought, what the hell, I'm going to do it. Because, I thought, okay, I wear a red dress. People take pictures of me in a red dress and go, Scoot, he's wearing a red dress. Well, hell, they say stuff about me anyway. So why not just wear a red dress and go have fun with the whole thing? A couple of years ago, I borrowed a dress from Amanda Shaw. And what I did was I went to her house and she let me go through her closet. She helped pick out a couple of options. And we did video of three different options. And the audience selected which one I should wear. And that's the red dress that I did wear. And you can imagine the comments that resulted from me coming out of the closet at Amanda's house. Literally coming out of her closet wearing a dress. So anyway, it's really sad that that's not going to happen. But you know what? If we do the right thing, it will be back. All right. So there was an important Supreme Court ruling earlier today. And in one way, it was pro-Trump. It was for Trump. In another way, it was against Trump. And Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh, two Trump appointees to the Supreme Court, ruled against the president. The president does not have special immunity to where his taxes are protected because he's president. The positive thing for the president is that it gets sent back to a lower court. And the lower court has to, with this in mind, the president does not have special immunity, then go through the process of trying the case. But nothing, there will be enough delays to where nothing's going to happen before the election. But at some point, we may actually see the president's taxes. We've seen taxes of every other candidate in modern times, and President Trump is the only one who has not wanted anybody to see his taxes. Is there anything wrong there? Well, I don't know. I have no idea. But if there is something wrong, he does still have some things to worry about because he could conceivably be indicted when the information does come out. So we'll have to wait and see. Also, there's another record employment, another week of record unemployment in America. Are you still working? Are you still out of work? And would you ever consider changing a career, changing your job, doing something different? And did you ever change a career? Or did you ever, just like change a job or change your entire career? And how did that work out? Because for some of you, this may be a time to reconsider what you're doing. And maybe what you're doing and the direction that you've been heading in is the perfect direction. So you keep going. But if not, maybe this is time to think about that. Here is a text that says, I taught junior high for 21 years, quit teaching 20 years ago to make and sell pickles, having my best year ever and loving it. That's good to hear. Here's a text that says, my job sucks. I feel blessed because I love what I do. It doesn't mean that there are not some days here that are really tough, but I love what I do. So I feel very, very blessed. And I hope you love what you do. And also, as we talk about going back to school, I want to talk to some parents or teachers or former teachers, and I'd love to talk to a few students. If you're a student, or if you're a parent and you've got your kids with you and they're students, love to talk to any of you about going back to school. Are you ready? Do you feel safe? If schools start up, do you feel safe going back to school? And as you know, President Trump has said that he's going to use his administration to put pressure on governors to open up all the schools this fall. And we're about a month away from schools opening up in this area. So what do you think? Our number is 504-260-1870. That is also our text line, 504-260-1870. Joe Biden was actually on the campaign trail. I guess he rose from the basement and Joe Biden came out. Joe Biden had a little fun talking about President Trump claiming that the way you slow the spread of the virus is you slow the testing.
Oh, we don't want to talk about whether or not there are too many tests being taken to determine whether COVID's out there. I want them to slow up the test. The guy who says I'm commander in chief and then doesn't command anything in this fight against the COVID-19.
Okay. Tough words from former Vice President Joe Biden. Joe Biden also said that he is going to be quite a challenge for President Trump.
Want to be the toughest challenge he's ever faced. We need to repair the lines that have been then severed between the American people. We need to restore power to workers, to communities, been denied so long.
And I know many of you appreciate me sharing some comments from Joe Biden because you think the show isn't fair because we have more comments from President Trump than from Joe Biden. So I'm sure many of you are just really, really happy that we're featuring Joe Biden here. Also, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany, she talked about why it is important for kids to get back to school.
One specific example I'll give you is on food services. Have children bring their own meals as feasible. Well, there are 22 million children in this country who depend on these meals at schools, who depend on access to nutrition in schools. So that's one example.
Okay, we've got a lot going on here this afternoon. It's kind of summertime mentality on our show, plus the pandemic's going on. So we're just talking about a bunch of stuff, and you can just jump in whenever you want. Our number is 504-260-1870. That is also our text line, 504-260-1870. Larry in a truck joins us on WWL. Hey, Larry.
Hey, Scoot, what's up, my man?
How are you?
Hey, we doing good, bud. You ain't never lied when you said you loved your job. I remember calling you on the mother station trying to spin some songs for me at night with my little girl, you know, getting squeezy, you know. But anyway, I just want to let you know,
Lord,
I'm aware of my red dress. Since we can't do the red dress, I'm going to wear my red dress tonight for your 80s night, and I will have on my thong and my brow with it. And
well,
I
look,
think it's
you know,
not for the kids to go to school because there's going to be too many germs, Scoop.
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe so. We got to figure out a way to hopefully work that out. But Larry, you know, you don't. If you're going to wear a red dress tonight for 80s night, that's one thing. But you know, if you're going to wear a thong, you could have kept that to yourself.
Well, maybe I might want to do the split while you do a flip.
Okay, no.
Hey, come on now. I got to have something on under that. Come on.
Well, yeah, better a little bit.
My last thing for you is, do you think the president should make it a law, a state law, to wear masks like they do seat belts?
Well, I don't know. I wear a mask. I think they're... I think there is legal precedent for the government telling you to do certain things like that when you go into a business. So I don't know. You know, cities have done it. The city of Kenner did it. Jefferson Parish did it. The city of New Orleans has done it, and other local places have required mask wearing. But, you know, as far as a state declaring that, I don't know. It's a shame that we have to think about a law convincing people to do what common sense should tell them to do. And long before there was a law that required us to fasten our seatbelts, we should have been buckling up our seatbelts. Now, it's kind of a good analogy because, you know, there are situations where if you don't buckle your seatbelt and you're thrown from the vehicle, that you might have a better chance of survival. But in most cases, the seatbelt saves lives. So the mask isn't going to save everybody all the time, but the mask is going to save, it looks like it's going to save more people than not. From Pensacola, Rex, you're on WWL. Hey, Rex.
Good afternoon. It's a wonderful day in the South, but people are laughing at Kanye West, and there might be a bit of ironic situation here because, remember, 4 years ago, people laughed at Trump when he came down the escalator.
That's right. No, that's it's so true. And for those who haven't heard, Kanye West has announced that he's running for president. Now, he can't get on the ballot in some places, but he has 30 days to register in many states across the country. And he has been a strong Trump supporter, but he says he lost respect for Trump when the protests got violent around the White House and he went down into a bunker. And President Trump says that he didn't do it, but there were stories out that he did it. And now Kanye West is talking about how he's pro-life because he follows the word of the Bible. You know, he's really turned to God. And he said that Planned Parenthood was placed in cities by white supremacists to do the devil's work. So there's a lot to agree with some Americans.
That's right. And one last thing. We all still miss New Orleans. I retired out of the Coast Guard there back in the late 90s. And lots of fond memories and great people there.
And you live in a great place as well. Pensacola.
Thank you very much.
All right, Rex, I appreciate the call. Glad you're listening. If you want to join us with your comment this afternoon, our number is area code 504-260-1870. That is also our text line. So any teachers listening? Any teachers, students, or parents, are you ready for your kids to go back to school? Is it time? A lot of talk about that right now on all different levels. Would you feel safe with your kids going back to school? I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. Well, you know, you just got to hang on to your mind as best you can. I know these are trying times, but we've made it this far. I mean, it's July the 9th, and I know that I thought this was going to be gone a long time ago, and we'd be back to normal, but we're not back to normal, and there will be a new normal. But we made it this far, and we'll make it as far as we have to make it. I'm still wearing a mask. I know a lot of people disagree with that, but it doesn't change my mind. John Lodge of the Moody Blues has a new song out called In These Crazy Times. And it's another example of an artist taking time to write a soundtrack for these times that we're going through. We're going to play that song going into the next break. Also, there is a story on our website at WWL.com showing that 2/3 of Americans in a survey admit that they're gaining weight since the pandemic began. And most of it is due to snacking. So I'd love to know, what's your favorite snack? What do you snack on? Have you discovered any new snacks during the coronavirus pandemic? Or do you go back to the old snacks? And what are you snacking on? I mean, we can have a little fun with this afternoon. If you want to join us with your comment, our number is 504-260-1870. That is also our text line. And from Houston, Larry, thank you for hanging on, and welcome to our show.
Hey, thanks, Scoop. 57165 at the beginning, 57194 right now. We gaining weight. We gaining weight.
You know,
and I guess it's just we can't go work out. We can't do the things. Yeah. I mean, you know, and I still was working.
What are you snacking on?
My trucking company.
What are you snacking on?
But it's just the eating.
What are you snacking on?
Oh, Scoot, I mean, from everything, man. I'm a single man. I'll be baking brownies. I mean, things I know. Baking cookies. I mean, just things, I mean, you know, things that my aunt would cook up in Louisiana. Cookies with M&Ms and all kind of stuff, man.
And you sound like quite the cook.
Well, I had to learn, Scoot.
Well, yeah.
I had to learn.
I get
it. But these kids going back to school, these people are crazy. I'm going to give you an example. I'm waiting for the George Floyd protest they had up here in Houston. So I got a godson, 28, just made 22 Sunday. So right when they opened up the city again, you know, he's still going out to the clubs and stuff. So I asked him, I said, how is the club? I said, is it like the 25 or 50% what it's supposed to be? He's like, nah, we be shoulder to shoulder in there.
Really?
2 weeks ago, he got tested. He was positive for the, what you call it, for the virus.
Uh-huh.
Passed it to his daddy. His daddy is 50 years old, the same age I am. So do you think putting these kids from all different backgrounds all in one classroom, because you cannot separate these kids, period. You don't have enough teachers, first of all, and not enough room. You know, this stuff here of trying to go head on, yes, the economy needs to go open up and everything else, but we got to, this got to be common sense.
It's going to be a challenge.
I was looking at the news earlier.
I mean, it's going to be, if the schools open up, it's going to be a huge challenge. I'd like to think that there's a plan that that can be done, but everything that you bring up, Larry, is a legitimate concern.
Oh, yes, good. I mean, I think, and now here we're talking about these kids coming back home to their parents that is older and gone back by their grandparents that's older. You know, people hollering about the spike that's in Houston. I knew this was going to happen because when y'all was getting tested in New Orleans, they weren't getting tested over here. You know, and then we had two things. Y'all had the Mardi Gras. Well, they had Mardi Gras in Galveston, and then they had started the rodeo, which is a big thing in Houston, but they wound up shutting it down. They wound up shutting it down before, you know, because that's when it had started to spike. But that is, I mean, I don't see no way in the world that they can, so say, make open this school. I just looked on the news a little while ago. They say Hong Kong is the third as they had a surge again for the third time. We don't even know what this stuff does to your body long term.
We're getting a hint. We're getting hints that it, if you have it and you get over it, it can have a lasting impact on you, even if you're very young.
Yeah, and then look at the people that's up in the that's on ventilators over here. It's not the 60s and 70s like there was at the beginning. It's 50s, 40s, late 30s.
Yeah. Larry, you own a trucking business in Houston. How's business?
Well, I haul gas, looking for our petroleum gas, so ain't nothing really slowed down. I mean, you know, these chemical plants, we either got to move the product from plant to plant, or sometime I go out there to Westlake, or even out there to Norco most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
But that never will stop. I mean, because that gas still be coming from offshore.
Right.
You
have good employees and people who are happy to be working?
Oh, yes. Well, I mean, a bunch of the guys is from New Orleans. They've been with me, for about 6-7 years now. We was up in Oklahoma, North Dakota. Yes, I mean, because I was trying to see if they wanted to go ahead and wanted me to furlough them. They were like, no, I make enough money, too much money. It don't make no sense for me to get furloughed.
Well, good. Good.
Yeah.
All right, Larry, I appreciate your call.
That's what I had for you, Scoop.
Well, thank you, man. Thanks for listening over in Houston.
Yeah, man.
All right, and you can always join our show on our the app, radio.com. And so for those of you who are listening around the country, we welcome you to radio.com. If you don't have the app, I mean, it's really even good for if you're right here in New Orleans or the Gulf South. Just go to the app store, download the app, radio.com. It's that simple. And then just type in WWL. And you've got our show and our station wherever you have your phone. And we know you've got your phone most places. From Slidell, Tiffany, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good.
I have a 17-year-old son going into senior year out here in Slidell, and they don't seem to have any answers right now. And I remember back in the day, there were evening classes and morning classes, and psychologically yeah. it's proven that adolescents do better in the afternoon. Some of them are in extracurricular activities. My son's fourth year JROTC, and we're just trying to figure out where all this is going to, you know, happen and when it's going to happen and when we're going to get answers. And we're not getting anything other than there's a yeah. possibility of each student getting a Chromebook and doing it online. But there's just no substitution for in-school, you know, everything. They're going to give them a handy basket every day with, you know, a mask and some sanitizer, et cetera. But how effective is that going to be for 16, 14, 15, 16-year-olds? That's my concern. So I don't know even if night school versus day school has been offered. I know in Cuba there's a siesta in the middle of the day where they go home, take a nap, and then they go back to school in the afternoon. So I'm just not sure where we're going to land in St. Tammany Parish because there are no definitive answers.
Yeah, I'm not sure either, and I don't think they have them yet, Tiffany. I think they're trying to formulate all of that right now.
Yeah, it's just I just pray for everyone, pray for you guys. Thank you so much for your amazement and wonderment and expertise on everything and your patience and diligence and the subject and in all subjects. So thank you so much for providing this platform for all of us, and we appreciate it. And if anyone hears anything about St. Tammany, please let us know because we're all wondering what in the heck is going to happen within the next couple of weeks because school's going to be starting soon, and we're just not sure.
All right. Tiffany, thank you very much, and thanks for those kind words, and we appreciate you being part of our show in the afternoon here on WFUL. So thank you, and look, good luck with the new school year and with your senior. From Bill Chase, Patty, you're on WFUL. Hey, Patty.
Hey, Scoot. How's it going?
Good. As well as can be expected during the pandemic, you know. I mean, when you say how things are going, hey, it's good, but it, I mean, you know, things have been better, right. But it's good. It's good.
I'm sitting here. I'm a teacher. I am uh-huh. looking at my computer with hours and hours of Chromebook training and Google document training and Google Classroom training. Huh? That is all expected for teachers to do. And just like, hey, do this and teach yourself. And by the way, it's the summer, but go ahead and teach yourself. This is what we do. So, yeah, I'm sitting here listening to you trying to figure out Google Classroom right now.
It's not that you don't already do enough. It's not that most teachers don't already go, you know, beyond mm-hmm. the guidelines of their job description.
I would be okay going back to school as long as no one breathed on me. I will wear yeah. a mask. I don't, but you know, I teach kids that are really, really smart. That's mm-hmm. the population that I happen to teach. And those really, really smart kids will come to school on their deathbed sick. And they'll say stuff like, my mom, make me come. I can't miss school. I can't miss days. But that is just behavior that is going to be unacceptable after this.
You know, and that's also, it's also going to.
Here I am, I'm teaching myself, which brings up so many, yeah. I have so many issues with that. I'm teaching myself and ask me the question, oh, do they pay you to do that? No, I don't get paid extra to sit here in my summer and teach myself this stuff.
Yeah.
Even though, you know, it's the summer. People think, oh, it's the summer. You don't have anything else to do. Well, you know, really, I shouldn't have to teach myself this stuff in the summer so that I can be prepared. They haven't yeah. given us Chromebooks yet, but we're supposedly getting them. You know, who knows what that's going to be like. And, you know, as a teacher, it's just, you know, I don't want to stand up in the first day of school and look not prepared. So here they go, just right. throwing stuff on us. It's just what they do, and it's just unacceptable. And I'm just wondering, when is it going to stop? I would love to be a professional that gets paid for training, like real professionals do, you know? I mean, but apparently teachers aren't worthy of that, you know? I don't know.
Well, I'm certainly on the side of teachers when it comes to most issues. And I know you're asked to do a lot. And I know most teachers just go beyond their work description, job description, and do extra stuff. And here you are, you know, learning on your own to try to accommodate everybody if things go back to school. So why do you do what you do? Why are you a teacher?
Because you know what? When that light bulb goes off and that kid makes that connection, it is just like it is awesome. It is just
really,
it is just the best feeling in the world when that light bulb goes off and they make that connection between this and this. And it's like, I've seen students get that higher level thinking where they go, oh, wait, if I know this, then that's going to get this. And I've seen like all that happen. And it is just so awesome when it happens and it just fires you up so much. And it's like, yes. And it's just, that is what you live for, is the moments in the classroom where you're in front of the students and you build that relationship with them. They trust you. I trust them. They know we're going to, that I'm going to be there for them, that I'm going to work hard for them, and I'm in their corner. I want them to learn it. That moment when they get it and then they just go next level and they just go harder and they just get it and get so much better, it just is the most awesome thing to see. And it just is, it makes my, I don't know how people sit in the office all day. It's so boring. But when that happens, that is the most awesome thing. Now, all the stuff on the outside, the administrative junk and the train yourself junk and all the stuff that's unfair, I feel, for teachers, I can't go to that headspace because it's just not a good place for me. But when I'm in the classroom doing my thing, teaching with the students and they get it, it is just, it's the most awesome thing. And that's what keeps me going, is when I get to the classroom and I get to do my thing and all that other bull, they just leave me alone and let me do what you hired me to do. Then yeah, it's worth it. But
Patty,
all
thank you.
Other stuff where yeah, they expect you to train yourself and be prepared for when school starts. If we don't show up prepared, then we look like idiots. And nobody's going to yes, come in here and think I'm an idiot, you know. So I got to do it. But you know, it's just, I don't know.
Patty, thank you so much for your passion, and thank you for sharing the inside thinking of a teacher, because we know you don't do it for the money, and I figured that there was a reward like you were describing that goes along with being a teacher. So, you know, I'm speaking for so many people who are listening right now. Thank you for what you do, and you know, good luck however this school year turns out.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you letting me voice my opinion.
Sure. All right, Patty. Thanks for being with us. If you've got a comment, our number, our phone number and our text number, same, 504-260-1870. This is John Lodge from the Moody Blues. He hasn't been able to tour because of the pandemic, so he wrote this song, In These Crazy Times. I'm going to try and work out a conversation with John Lodge sometime in the future, so we'll listen to this as we go to break. Music is a soundtrack of our lives, and a lot of songwriters are writing songs about what we're going through. And these are crazy times. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWE. Yeah, I guess we'll dedicate that to all the teachers, really, and all of you who do work hard for the money. Here's a text that says, Scoot, I'm in tourism. I love my job, but I'm unsure of the future of our tourism. Here's a text that says, I was a truck driver, a teacher, an oil field worker, and now I own a lawn company, and I love it. So since we've got a record number of another week of record unemployment in America, have you ever thought about changing a career? And when you look back on your life, have you ever changed a career? And how did that work out? All right, Scooter, you're on WWL. Good afternoon, Scooter.
Good afternoon, Mr. Scoot.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Good. I'm good. Are you looking forward to going back to school?
Yes, sir. Looking forward to going back to school, you know. Just crazy around here with coronavirus and stuff. It's just crazy.
It's crazy with the grown-ups?
Kind of.
Yeah. Would you feel safe going back to school?
I think it's kind of safe to go back to school unless we, you know, wear a mask. But I don't know how, like, the teachers and, like, the students don't want to keep on masks all day because, you know, just right now, you know, just being out for at least an hour, you know, it's hard, you know, keeping
yeah,
a mask on because, you know, your face is sweating and all that stuff. So, well, I kind of think it's safe to go back to school, and I don't because, you know, they expect people to get the coronavirus, but they but like myself, I'm gonna keep a mask on. You know, I don't want to get the coronavirus. You know?
Yeah, well, no, that sounds like a smart smart plan. I'm sure you miss your friends at school.
Yes, sir, I do.
Yeah. Do you have a girlfriend?
Well, thanks for taking my call, Mr. Scooter.
All right. All right, Scooter. I hope nobody makes fun of you because of your name.
Thank you.
All right. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Algiers and Maurice. You're on WWL. Good afternoon, Maurice.
Hey, how you doing, big bro?
I'm good.
I'm just really I'm trying to keep my composure in reference to this children, teachers going back to school. I really find it's insulting, for one word to use, but the fact that they're mandating or putting into law that the schools are not responsible if you get COVID, but then they turn right back around and mandate that you go to school. So I'm going to mandate you go to school, but I'm not going to be responsible for whatever happens to you. And just that's one aspect of it that really, really gets under my skin. It's just a level of disrespect that we don't care about you. We're more concerned about money. Well, now we don't have the exact protocol set up for when these kids go back to school. Do you have protocols set up to where you're going to have someone, a monitor, checking these temperatures when these kids get on the bus? I mean, are they even having foresight to look that far down the line? And that's what you're steadily telling the teachers, or you have to go back to school. So what kind of protocols are being set up for these teachers and these students to where they don't have to have it as a concern? Because just telling them wear a mask is not enough.
Well, that's true. You bring up an interesting point, Maurice, though. I mean, it's mandatory to go to school, but then you sign a waiver that if you get it, the school's not responsible, so you can't sue the school.
How can you even allow that to be set up like that? And just think, they just passed the law, and then not mandatory, go back to school. Just that quick, like, come on, y'all think we didn't see y'all knowing that y'all were setting this up this way to where you got the teachers arms tied to where you're making them to where they can't do anything about the situation. But if I was a teacher, I would not go back because they do not care about your safety. And the law that they just passed is clearly letting you know this.
Now, and when they say you don't care, I mean, are you talking about like the government? And politicians,
the school boards, the politicians, and I love John Bell, but I can't believe he signed off on this. I really can't because they have everybody, the whole school system has been balling up their fists, sitting on their wrists, waiting on somebody higher up to make a decision. The president say, "I'm making y'all go back." Just that quick, everybody, oh, y'all got to go back to school now. This is what we're gonna do. Wait, hold up. What about the safety? You're not talking about safety of the children, safety of the teachers. We have grandparents who are taking care of a lot of kids. So you want to allow these kids to go to school and then possibly bring that back to their grandparents who are probably have some kind of ailment or sickness that make them susceptible to this situation. Y'all going to open that box up to the whole city. The whole country. What about cleaning these schools, huh? Are you starting to pack these schools in with cleaning materials to make sure that they can do this on a daily basis? Like, it's so many different levels to this that are being overlooked. I can't even say the words that I want to say out of respect on this radio station.
Well, I appreciate that, Maurice. You know, it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. I'm sure they've thought about a lot, but they haven't announced a lot yet. I appreciate your call. It's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. Okay, the mayor announced it yesterday. No hanging out at the bar. If there are bars and restaurants, there's no seating at the bar, only table seating. Are you okay with that? I mean, I guess she had to do that because people were not social distancing. I'm Scoot. We'll have a lot more to talk about coming up in the next hour. Here's a text that says, in case you wish to talk about something other than COVID-19, today is National Sugar Cookie Day. Now, how did that come about? Why is today National Sugar Cookie Day? I've got a theory on how these things happen. We'll talk about that. More of your calls, more of your comments. We still have a lot going on. Stay with us. We'll be right back on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.